News and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It's 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Hey, you remember last week I was telling you about that shooting at the light rail platform near the stadiums in what is called the Soto District, south of downtown? You had three guys who didn't pay their fare. And when they wouldn't show ID, the security guy, they're unarmed, radioed ahead for King County Sheriff's deputies. And so there were deputies waiting to escort these guys off the train. And one of these guys pulls a gun. I guess they've got this on video. And he ends up getting shot and killed, even though one of his buddies tried to grab the officer to prevent him from pulling his weapon, even though his buddy had already pulled a weapon. So he was trying to make it easy for his buddy to shoot this cop. Anyway, unbelievable. Over the weekend, family members of this convicted felon who was shot and killed by that deputy are protesting unwarranted police violence. Here's the story from Como 4.
Dozens of people lined the Soto Light Rail station today to protest a deadly deputy-involved shooting. Friends and family of Oscar Perez Giron don't think he had to die. Investigators say the confrontation began when a fare enforcement officer asked Giron and two other men to get off the train last Monday because they couldn't show proof of payment. Police say the deputy opened fire after the suspect pulled a gun.
I just don't want these things to happen to somebody else's family members. I mean, their brothers and sisters, uncle, whatever it is, I just don't want to see it happen again.
Oh, I think that's the brother of Oscar Perez Giron, who the police shot. Well, I tell you what, here's my advice to you. If you don't want someone getting shot like your brother, the convicted felon, who pulled a gun on this King County Sheriff's deputy, here's a couple of tips. Number one, when you get on the light rail, pay your fare. Number two, if you don't want to pay the fare and you're told to please leave or show your ID. Number three, when you're told to leave the train, just leave the train. Now, all three of these guys had backpacks. Oscar Perez Giron, authorities say, had a gun and pulled the gun. His buddy, who has a couple of different names, okay? And remember, we're still trying to get some sort of clarification of whether he's even in the country legally or not. He had a backpack that had a 9mm Glock, I think, and had three clips with ammo, and he had about 18, 19 other rounds.
Wow.
In his backpack.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's not my backpack. Really? Because we have video, you're wearing it.
Yeah.
I want a lawyer.
In the year 2014, I'm amazed that we still need to have this conversation reminding people that things end badly if you pull a weapon, let alone a gun, on an officer.
But here, to me, what...
This shouldn't be need to be repeated at this point.
So instead of expressing sadness at the bad choices made by their family member, they show up and protest the police? Here's Meg Coyle's coverage on King TV, Channel 5.
The group was made up of concerned citizens, anarchists, family, and friends. Friends remember Oscar as a kind-hearted man.
Anything you needed, he was the one there. Anybody being disrespectful, he was the one to be like, hey, God, calm down. Don't talk like that. Hey, let's go outside. Let's take a walk. Calm down. It's going to be all right.
Here we go again. He really was a kind-hearted guy.
I can understand how that's the grief talking for this woman. Not completely clear on what her relationship is to Oscar Perez Girón.
Well, but
Girón, but
no, my thing is okay. You're grieving because someone who was close to you, who you loved, is dead. You know, thugs, criminals, gang members. You know, they have family too. They have friends too. I get that, but protesting the police for killing an armed man. And who had pulled his gun?
If by her own description, he's a peacemaker, not a troublemaker.
Not that day.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words.
Not that
would
day.
Would be the response at
that
point.
But I'm point. Just, is Seattle now this crazy? Where this wasn't a Seattle police officer, this is King County Sheriff's deputy who shot the guy. They do security for Sound Transit. But now you can't even kill an armed, convicted felon who's pulled a gun on you without triggering a protest? Is that how crazy it's gotten?